Hey folks, I know we're all trying to manifest fall right now. I live in Florida, and I sure am. I'm tired of the 100-degree weather, and I'm tired of the 100% humidity, and I'm ready for the seasons to change. I know you are too. You know, we all love sweater weather. We all love this season, but you know what comes with it? The sniffles, and everybody in the office is sick, and the kids are bringing stuff home from school. That's the one thing that's a pain about the fall coming. Grooms is your daily way of supporting yourself through that season when the change in the weather and the change of the year, it asks a lot of your immune system. Grooms is convenient. It's comprehensive. It's one pack with multivitamins, greens, prebiotics, all the things your body needs to keep up your immune system, to keep up your health, to make sure that you're supported at a time when you're under a little more stress than you might want. Grooms has 20 plus vitamins and minerals, 60 ingredients, including nutrient-dense whole foods versus the 7 to 9 that are in the ordinary multivitamins. It's also got 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. That's 3 times the dietary fiber of leading greens powders. It's about the same as 2 cups of broccoli. And we all need the fiber. Grooms are vegan, nut-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, low carb, low calorie, low sugar with the sugar-free option, which we use. And it supports immunity through the cold season and the changing weather, including with vitamin C. Helps your hair, your skin, your nails. It's got biotin, niacinamide, and it helps your brain and gut health with ingredients derived from mushrooms. And the ingredients in Grooms are backed by over 35,000 research publications. I've been taking my Grooms now for about 6 months, and this is why I love them. Save up to 61% with free gift with code Lincoln at Grooms.co. That's Grooms.co.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Elephant in the Room. And this week's Elephant in the Room, it's Taco. Trump always chickens out. It's a rule. Held up pretty well. Not as well as everything Trump touches dies, which is the ultimate rule of American political physics in this hellish era in which we exist. Thank you. You're very welcome. But what happened this week in Davos showed you really a lot about who we are as a country right now, who Donald Trump is as a president, and the world we're building without knowing it. So yes, let's get to the bottom line up front. In the days before Davos, the White House is posting memes of Trump and Vance and Marco planting an American flag in Greenland. And the MAGAverse is all up. We're taking Greenland. It's going to be a territory. U.S. is going to own Greenland. Trump's like, we need the title to Greenland, all these things.
Have you made a tangible offer to Greenland yet? Have you made an actual offer to Denmark?
I haven't done that, but Greenland should make the deal because Greenland does not want to see Russia or China take over. They don't go there. It's very far away from Greenland. And Greenland, basically, their defense is 2 dog sleds. Do you know that? You know what their defense is? 2 dog sleds. In the meantime, you have Russian destroyers and submarines and China destroyers and submarines all over the place. We're not going to let that happen.
In the meantime, are you
going to... And if it affects NATO, then it affects NATO. But, you know, they need us much more than we need them. I will tell you that right now. That's a war that should have never happened with Ukraine.
The UK and Germany are discussing plans for a joint NATO mission to protect Arctic security in Greenland. Does that change your calculus at all?
No, look, we're talking about acquiring, not leasing, not having it short term. We're talking about acquiring.
Does that require
and if we don't do it, Russia or China will. And that's not going to happen when I'm president.
Are you going to increase the amount of military bases on Greenland in the meantime?
Well, we have bases on Greenland. Yeah.
Are you going
to
do more?
I put a lot of soldiers there right now if I want. But you need more than that. You need ownership. You really need title, as they say in the real estate.
They really believed their own BS. They really bought into their own line of garbage. And so Trump gets to Davos, and two big things happen. The first is, the Europeans showed something very important. They don't live in the MAGA media bubble. They don't live inside of the garbage can of Fox and OAN and CBS and Breitbart and the rest. They just don't. They look at objective facts and relatively more objective news. No news is perfect, blah, blah, blah. But they looked at Trump, and the response was a lot different than he thought it would be.
Let me put this in words you might understand. Mr. President, fuck off.
It was no. Now, look, they've tried the strategy for a year of kissing Trump's ass and giving him awards and saying he's the tallest, handsomest, smartest guy in the room, all the usual stuff that people try to do. And so the night before he's due to go over there, they're sending out text messages, or he's sending out their text messages to him.
President Donald Trump continuing his pressure campaign for the United States to take control of Greenland. In a slew of late-night social media posts, the president sharing two AI-generated photos, including one showing him planting an American flag on the island.
Look, we have to have it, you know, because the boat went there 500 years ago and then left. That doesn't give you title to property.
Trump also exposing private messages with world leaders, one purportedly from the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, and another from French President Emmanuel Macron, who wrote, quote, "I do not understand what you are doing on Greenland." A source close to Macron confirmed the screenshot is authentic. Macron speaking Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
Competition from the United States of America through trade agreements that undermine our export interests, demand maximum concessions, and openly aim to weaken and subordinate Europe.
Leaders expressing strong support for Greenland and Denmark, and with one leader calling Trump's threat of new tariffs over Greenland a mistake between allies.
Plunging us into a downward spiral would only aid the very adversaries we are both so committed to keeping out of the strategic landscape.
And he's saying, U.S. will have Greenland. Absolutely, lock, stock, and barrel, we will own Greenland. We will control Greenland.
And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease. Number one, legally, it's not defensible that way, totally. And number two, psychologically, who the hell wants to defend a license agreement?
Hey, folks, I know we're all trying to manifest fall right now. I live in Florida, and I sure am. I'm tired of the 100-degree weather, and I'm tired of the 100% humidity, and I'm ready for the seasons to change. I know you are, too. You know, we all love sweater weather. We all love this season, but you know what comes with it? The sniffles, and everybody in the office is sick, and the kids are bringing stuff home from school. That's the one thing that's a pain about the fall coming. Grunes is your daily way of supporting yourself through that season when the change in the weather and the change of the year, it asks a lot of your immune system. Grunes is convenient. It's comprehensive. It's one pack with multivitamins, greens, prebiotics, all the things your body needs to keep up your immune system, to keep up your health, to make sure that you're supported at a time when you're under a little more stress than you might want. Grunes has 20 plus vitamins and minerals, 60 ingredients, including nutrient-dense whole foods versus the 7 to 9 that are in the ordinary multivitamins. It's also got 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. That's 3 times the dietary fiber of leading greens powders. It's about the same as 2 cups of broccoli. And we all need the fiber. Grunes are vegan, nut-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, low carb, low calorie, low sugar with the sugar-free option, which we use. And it supports immunity through the cold season and the changing weather, including with vitamin C. Helps your hair, your skin, your nails. It's got biotin, niacinamide, and it helps your brain and gut health with ingredients derived from mushrooms. And the ingredients in Grunes are backed by over 35,000 research publications. I've been taking my Grunes now for about 6 months, and this is why I love them. Save up to 61% with the free gift with code Lincoln at Grunes.co. That's Grunes.co.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
And guess what happened? When they said no, Donald Trump caved like a little bitch. Donald Trump started watching what was happening in the world economy. The Danes started selling off U.S. Treasury bills. The rest of Europe was about to sell off their Treasury bills as well. And if they sell them off, Katie bar the door, we're in a world of hurt. But they said no. And you know what he did? He caved. Trump always chickens out. He didn't even get a face-saving deal out of this. He goes over there and does this hour and change speech, which was deranged even by Trumpian standards. It was right up there with like light bulbs up your ass standards. UV light in your butt for COVID.
And I know so many people from Switzerland, credible place, credible, brilliant place. But I didn't realize that they're only good because of us. We want a piece of ice for world protection, and they won't give it. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember. They loved me. They called me daddy, right, last time. A very smart man said, he's our daddy. Piece of ice, cold and poorly located. Emmanuel Macron, I watched him yesterday with those beautiful sunglasses. What the hell happened? We're bringing back battleships. We never asked for anything, and we never got anything. We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that. Big, beautiful piece of ice. It's hard to call it land. It's a big piece of ice.
It was truly off the rails. And I've watched a lot of Trump speeches, as you know. And this is in the all-time top one. Nothing about it reflected dignity or intelligence or honor or any of the other things that you would expect would be the way you treat lifelong allies. And every country in NATO, and all those countries at Davos, almost all of them, have been our allies, have been our friends, have fought beside us, have stood the watch, stood the wall.
There's one thing I heard you say yesterday and today. You were not absolutely sure that the Europeans would come to the rescue of the US if you will be attacked. Let me tell you, they will. And they did in Afghanistan, as you know, for every American who paid the ultimate, for every two Americans who paid the ultimate price, there was one soldier from another NATO country who did not come back to his family. From the Netherlands, from Denmark, particularly, from other countries. So you can be assured, absolutely, if ever the US will be under attack, your allies will be with you. Absolutely, there's absolute guarantee. I really want to tell you this because it is important. It pains me if you think it is not.
Trump managed to go in there and insult them so profoundly. I had a friend from the UK who said, you tell the 780 British soldiers who died in Afghanistan and Iraq that they're chicken, that they didn't step up to fight on the front line. Denmark's per capita death of its soldiers in NATO helping us in Afghanistan was the highest per capita death number of any country in NATO. Trump had to insult them. Because remember, the entire purpose of the Greenland operation was not and never was to take over Greenland. It was always to break NATO. But he tacoed, and interestingly enough, I think NATO is still going to get stronger, just not with us. The French now realize that they are the nuclear power on the mainland. The Brits now realize that they are the nuclear power at sea. That deterrent umbrella that we always help provide against Russia's threats of nuclear war, Europe's going to have to step it up. I have a suspicion that we are going to see NATO having to really take the hardest look at what happens next in Ukraine, because the solution to preserving NATO is to eliminate Donald Trump's sponsor and buddy and controller, Vladimir Putin. That's it. You have to win in Ukraine to save Europe. So I think the Europeans are going to lay it in. They're going to go harder. The French today snatched their first Russian ghost tanker. We could be doing more of that ourselves, but we don't believe in that anymore. We want to help Russia. But Trump's capitulation, it's kind of day late and a dollar short. Damage is done. The alliance doesn't trust this country anymore. You know why they don't trust us? And here's the tragedy. Because they all know Trump's going to go someday soon. Whether it's tomorrow or in 3 years. They know that. They understand that. But they fear that we are a different people now. They fear that America is a different country now. That we've embraced this wholesale. That we've become a nation with a majority, a plurality of people who don't believe in alliances, who don't believe in a strong American presence in the world, who don't believe that good trade makes good neighbors. Hey, folks, I know we're all trying to manifest fall right now. I live in Florida, and I sure am. I'm tired of the 100-degree weather, and I'm tired of the 100% humidity, and I'm ready for the seasons to change. I know you are, too. You know, we all love sweater weather. We all love this season, but you know what comes with it? The sniffles, and everybody in the office is sick, and the kids are bringing stuff home from school. That's the one thing that's a pain about the fall coming. Grunes is your daily way of supporting yourself through that season when the change in the weather and the change of the year, it asks a lot of your immune system. Grunes is convenient. It's comprehensive. It's one pack with multivitamins, greens, prebiotics, all the things your body needs to keep up your immune system, to keep up your health, to make sure that you're supported at a time when you're under a little more stress than you might want. Grunes has 20 plus vitamins and minerals, 60 ingredients, including nutrient-dense whole foods versus the 7 to 9 that are in the ordinary multivitamins. It's also got 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. That's 3 times the dietary fiber of leading greens powders. It's about the same as 2 cups of broccoli. And we all need the fiber. Grunes are vegan, nut-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, low carb, low calorie, low sugar with the sugar-free option, which we use. And it supports immunity through the cold season and the changing weather, including with vitamin C. Helps your hair, your skin, your nails. It's got biotin, niacinamide, and it helps your brain and gut health with ingredients derived from mushrooms. And the ingredients in Grunes are backed by over 35,000 research publications. I've been taking my Grunes now for about 6 months, and this is why I love them. Save up to 61% with the free gift with code Lincoln at Grunes.co. That's Grunes.co.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
If you want an example of a good trade and good neighbors thing, Mark Carney gave one of the most consequential foreign policy speeches I've seen in a very long time this week from Canada. And he laid out the world as it is, not the world as he wanted it to be.
The middle powers must act together, because if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. But I'd also say that great powers can afford for now to go it alone. They have the market size, the military capacity, and the leverage to dictate terms. Middle powers do not. But when we only negotiate bilaterally with a hegemon, we negotiate from weakness. We accept what's offered. We compete with each other to be the most accommodating. This is not sovereignty. It's the performance of sovereignty while accepting subordination. In a world of great power rivalry, the countries in between have a choice: compete with each other for favor, or to combine to create a third path with impact. We shouldn't allow the rise of hard power to blind us to the fact that the power of legitimacy, integrity, and rules will remain strong if we choose to wield them together.
Because you know what? The U.S. and Canada have been the closest of neighbors and the closest of friends for 250 years. There was no reason for Trump to get in this trade war with Canada, just for his own ego and his own insanity. Mark Carney, in this speech, laid out the fact that Canada is now going to align itself more closely with China on trade. Why is that? It's not because they love the Chinese Communist Party. Because we are not a good ally. I'm not a good neighbor. We're not a good friend. We're not a good trading partner. We're not a good people.
Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way. They should be grateful also, but they're not. I watched your prime minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful. But they should be grateful to us. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements.
Canadians see it. The world sees it. You know why they think we're not good people? It's not just because we elected Trump in 2024, but because we're silent about far too much of what Trump does. Because we won't take the steps to rein him in as a people, as a country. Because our system is so broken and corrupted. Not one Republican will stand up and say, Mr. President, you are fucking wrong. Stop it. Yeah, sure, the guy's headed out the door. Tom Tillis, whatever. But not one in leadership. Not one. Because they're so afraid of him. They're so terrified of him. They don't want to be killed by his mob, by his horde, by his masses of crazy people. They don't. They just don't. They don't want to be killed that way. Nobody wants to die that way. The world looks at our cowardice. The world looks at our fear. The world looks at this country and says, that's America? That's the greatest nation on earth? Those are the people that fought World War II? Those are the people that have been the biggest presence in the world for people to aspire to become Americans for generations? That those people, they look at us now and they think that we're a fallen empire. They look at us now and think that we are led by the insane and governed by the weak. And they're right. Trump may have tacoed this week. He may have walked it back. He may have bailed out. He may have said, okay, well, never mind. But it didn't undo the damage. This never needed to happen. This never needed to happen. No one had to invade Greenland to get what we want in Greenland. We had to just ask. But you know why? There weren't any parties out there who said, okay, we're going to cause the U.S. trouble if we want to build a new defense installation in Greenland. If we want to put anti-missile systems in Greenland. Nobody was going to say no. It was fine. The Danes would have been like, yeah, go to it. Good job. Have fun. NATO would have been like, hey, we're thrilled. It's great. Yeah. Added missile defense. Super. It was a fake war because the real issue was to kill NATO. And look, in 3 years, there'll be a new president. Let us all work as hard as we can to ensure it's not J.D. Vance or someone similarly horrifying. And that president's going to have to go to Europe. And we've been a long and generous partner to Europe for many, many generations. The peace that NATO ensured for 80 years. And by the way, folks, in world historical terms, 80 years of anything holding together, I mean, outside the Catholic Church, it's kind of remarkable. 80 years in a dynamic, changing battlefield, in a world that is radically different from what it was, not to say nothing of 1945, but even from 1995. NATO, a lot of folks, when the Soviet Union fell, they feared it was irrelevant, that it was going to fall apart, that it didn't matter anymore. But it turned out that the world is a busy, ugly, messy place, and NATO still had a role, as it still does today. Hey, folks, I know we're all trying to manifest fall right now. I live in Florida, and I sure am. I'm tired of the 100-degree weather, and I'm tired of the 100% humidity, and I'm ready for the seasons to change. I know you are, too. You know, we all love sweater weather. We all love this season, but you know what comes with it? The sniffles, and everybody in the office is sick, and the kids are bringing stuff home from school. That's the one thing that's a pain about the fall coming. Grunes is your daily way of supporting yourself through that season when the change in the weather and the change of the year, it asks a lot of your immune system. Grunes is convenient. It's comprehensive. It's one pack with multivitamins, greens, prebiotics, all the things your body needs to keep up your immune system, to keep up your health, to make sure that you're supported at a time when you're under a little more stress than you might want. Grüns has 20 plus vitamins and minerals, 60 ingredients, including nutrient-dense whole foods, versus the 7 to 9 that are in the ordinary multivitamins. It's also got 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. That's 3 times the dietary fiber of leading greens powders. It's about the same as 2 cups of broccoli. And we all need the fiber. Grüns are vegan, nut-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, low carb, low calorie, low sugar with the sugar-free option, which we use. And it supports immunity through the cold season and the changing weather, including with vitamin C. Helps your hair, your skin, your nails. It's got biotin, niacinamide, and it helps your brain and gut health with ingredients derived from mushrooms. And the ingredients in Grüns are backed by over 35,000 research publications. I've been taking my Grüns now for about 6 months, and this is why I love them. Save up to 61% with the free gift with code Lincoln at Grüns.co. That's Grüns.co.
We can eradicate food deserts with this technology.
This is Hoda Kotb from Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb. And that was Jalea Hemmings. She and her husband created Nourish and Bloom Market, an AI-powered grocery store. Scan a QR code to enter, pick what you need, and walk out. Or as Jalea puts it,
tap, grab, and go 24/7. We started to get flooded with folks saying, hey, I need you in my city.
It became their mission to develop a store that could open within 3 months, even without any infrastructure.
And just when we were like, how are we going to accomplish this goal? We won the AT&T Small Business Contest Grant. That $50,000 got us over the finish line where we built the first AI-powered grocery shipping container in the country.
For Jalea, it's about building a legacy to show the world that you can solve any problem when you work together.
Having the support of AT&T, the city of Atlanta, is huge. Look at how many people we've been able to help.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The idea that NATO was Trump's target is abundantly clear. It always has been. He has hated NATO since 1987 after a trip to Russia. You do the math. And again, I've said this a lot. I don't think Trump is a Russian spy per se. But why buy the cow when the milk is free? And with Trump, the milk has been free. He's given them every destabilizing thing they wanted. He's given them every horrifying pass they wanted. Nothing they've done has been too much for Trump. Not one time as Trump woken up in the morning and said, wow, I'm really upset that Putin deliberately targeted the daycare center. Wow, I'm really upset that Putin deliberately sent cruise missiles into a hospital. Wow, I'm really upset that Putin is bombing residential neighborhoods.
And now to the war in Ukraine. Russia's bombing campaign continues to terrorize civilian areas, and forces are inching closer to the capital.
And the UN says every single second a Ukrainian child becomes a refugee, with an estimated 1.5 million minors now fleeing for their lives. Many others were left behind, with volunteers trying to help them. Stunning new video shows the utter destruction to apartment buildings in Ukraine as Russian forces continue their brutal assault on civilian targets, including one not far from the presidential palace. Russian missiles hit a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were seeking shelter. The building's driveways clearly marked with the Russian word for children.
The theater where up to 1,000 children
and innocent were in the building was destroyed, but they were underground, so they survived. That was luck. But the targets of the Russian army are civilians. This is genocide of Ukrainian population.
Inside a basement bomb shelter in Kyiv, nurses cuddle surrogate-born babies whose parents, many of them international, are unable to come pick them up, with airports closed and the war escalating. Dozens of orphans were rescued from violence in the country's war-torn east, but they aren't completely out of harm's way. A warning siren sends them scrambling into a basement where caregivers try to maintain some sense of normalcy. Volunteer medic Tata Maharian has seen it all.
It's really devastating when the Russians kill civilians, and they kill pretty much, well, they spare nobody. Journalists, medical service members, kids, adult people, elderly people, everyone. You have the feeling that you have nowhere to hide.
Not one time has he ever woken up that way. He has, of course, attacked Zelensky. He has, of course, been the Russian proxy
of the war.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
not
cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're
serious,
playing cards. You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
And the folks in NATO cannot believe it. They can't understand it. But it's simple. He is chaos. He is destruction. He is disorder. And he loves the fact that the world is burning. He wants a world where he is king. He wants a world where the money flows to him like a river. He wants a world with his name on it. And that really is a deeply sick and unfortunate thing for our country. That's a deeply broken thing for our country. And nothing about this moment is going to change Donald Trump. But it changed Europe. It changed Canada. It's changing China. What did China learn with all this? They got very close to learning a terrible lesson, which was, oh, if America can take over a sovereign foreign nation, why can't we? I disagree with it, fundamentally disagree with it. But China's argument is that Taiwan is a runaway province. Again, I disagree with it completely. Greenland is a colony of Denmark. It's not a runaway province. It's a piece of Denmark. And if we had invaded there, or even if we tried to go in and buy it, or force them over to our way of thinking, or whatever phrase you want to use, it would have still told China, go take Taiwan. What are we going to do? Nothing. And the Chinese will take Taiwan with a, they'll make a deal, they'll back channel to Trump. Well, TSMC will stay open and business as usual, and you'll still get your chips, and we'll do this and that. They're lying. But Trump nearly gave them the excuse to invade Taiwan. This close, this damn close. Now, somebody asked me earlier today, do you think Trump's lying, and we're going to invade Greenland anyway? Possibility. It's not out of the question.
The Danish foreign minister rejected what you said in your speech that you were hoping to negotiate to acquire Greenland, essentially saying that this is not something that they are willing to discuss. So what will those negotiations
look like?
Well,
they didn't tell me that. So when they tell me, because I don't like getting it secondhand, if he wants to tell me, he'll tell me that to my face.
And when will you be discussing this?
I have no idea.
Hey, folks, I know we're all trying to manifest fall right now. I live in Florida, and I sure am. I'm tired of the 100-degree weather, and I'm tired of the 100% humidity, and I'm ready for the seasons to change. I know you are, too. You know, we all love sweater weather. We all love this season, but you know what comes with it? The sniffles, and everybody in the office is sick, and the kids are bringing stuff home from school. That's the one thing that's a pain about the fall coming. Grunes is your daily way of supporting yourself through that season when the change in the weather and the change of the year, it asks a lot of your immune system. Grunes is convenient. It's comprehensive. It's one pack with multivitamins, greens, prebiotics, all the things your body needs to keep up your immune system, to keep up your health, to make sure that you're supported at a time when you're under a little more stress than you might want. Grüns has 20 plus vitamins and minerals, 60 ingredients, including nutrient-dense whole foods, versus the 7 to 9 that are in the ordinary multivitamins. It's also got 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. That's 3 times the dietary fiber of leading greens powders. It's about the same as 2 cups of broccoli. And we all need the fiber. Grüns are vegan, nut-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors, low carb, low calorie, low sugar with the sugar-free option, which we use. And it supports immunity through the cold season and the changing weather, including with vitamin C. Helps your hair, your skin, your nails. It's got biotin, niacinamide, and it helps your brain and gut health with ingredients derived from mushrooms. And the ingredients in Grüns are backed by over 35,000 research publications. I've been taking my Grüns now for about 6 months, and this is why I love them. Save up to 61% with free gift with code Lincoln at Grüns.co. That's Grüns.co.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Because again, invading Greenland is just a catalyst to kill NATO. He wants NATO dead. He looks at a global power center that isn't America or Russia or China and says they're inconvenient to us. Think about it. He spent the week attacking every ally we have in Europe. Every single one. There's no daylight anymore between Putin and Trump when it comes to attacking our allies. None whatsoever. I do want to talk a little bit more, though, about the world that Trump wants. And again, it's a world divided up with the U.S. taking the Western Hemisphere, Putin taking Europe and Central Asia and the Middle East, and Xi taking Asia. Now, this is a ludicrous proposition, first off. It's an absurd, ludicrous proposition. Neither Russia or China will ever be satisfied with a deal that's made this way. And in fact, this entire philosophy that Trump has about this is derived from this Russian thinker named Dugin. He's an idiot and a fascist and a weirdo. But Trump doesn't know that. It's just people around him have manipulated him to believe it. It will never work. The wolf keeps eating. Russia will never be satisfied with Russia. China will never be satisfied with just China. You know, America had a pretty good thing in this hemisphere. Our trade relationships with Central and South America and with Canada have been a global boost, a superpower, a plus, you know, to everything we've done for generations. We had markets on short logistics chains. We had supply chains from both countries that worked well. We sold a lot of things to them. They sold a lot of things to us. We didn't have to feel like we had hostile foreign powers on either north or south border. But now, Trump's threatening to begin military strikes in Mexico.
Just 1 week after the deadly strikes in Venezuela, tonight the State Department renewing calls for Americans to leave that country. And it comes as President Trump is now threatening to take military action against drug cartels inside Mexico.
The president ramps up his threats on Mexico, Greenland, and even Colombia. Tonight, Mexico's president is urging closer coordination with the U.S. after President Trump threatens land strikes on drug cartels that he claims are running Mexico.
Presidente Trump.
Shane Baum warns U.S. military action in Mexico would be a grave violation of the country's sovereignty, while insisting her government has been dismantling drug labs and increasing enforcement.
We've knocked out 97% of the drugs coming in by water. And we are going to start now hitting land with regard to the cartels. The cartels are running Mexico. It's very, very sad to watch and see what's happened to that country.
It threatened Canada both politically, primarily politically at this point, but now they're elliptically joking, oh, well, what if we invaded Canada? And you know the sequence. It always starts with a joke and goes crazy. It always starts with a, ha-ha, Trump's just trolling, and then it's policy. Nothing about this situation, nothing about this moment should be taken lightly. Nothing about this moment should be taken for granted. It's a new world. And now we are going to have hostile military forces on our northern and southern borders. They didn't become hostile to us because of something they did, because of what we did. Now, look, can America defeat Mexico and Canada militarily? Of course, please. Does it destroy the world? Yes. Yes, it does. Does NATO come to our aid? Not anymore. We have broken something fundamental by empowering Trump at this level. And while he is mad as a hatter, while he is insane, while there's nothing about Donald Trump that in any way makes any sense to anybody about anything.
I want to really, yeah. But she gets it. And drops the thing.
There is a method to that madness. The destruction of NATO, the reduction of America to a regional satrapy, a power based on him, is a world he wants. You know, the world's a messy place. It's complex. The old multipolar world thing. The beauty of these global supply chains, these vast international trading networks, these incredibly sophisticated abilities to produce amazing technology around the globe, means the world's complicated. It's inequitable. It's difficult. It requires diplomacy. It requires military strength. It requires a strength of character as a country. It requires people who are willing to go and sit in a room and negotiate stuff that would bore the tears out of you and me on a trade deal for weeks and months and years. That global system is the enemy of authoritarians. That global system had America at its heart for generations, where people believed that this country had laws and rules and institutions and a constitution that focused on human liberty and opportunity. People wanted to come here not because they wanted to eat hot dogs in Chicago or pizza in New York. They came here because this was a country that promised a better life. This was a country was not about blood and soil, but about proposition. If you came here and you worked your ass off, you became an American. Well, you can see that's not playing out in the streets anymore. And the world can see it too. So I'm happy Trump chickened out. I'm happy he caved. I'm happy that this brutally ugly exercise in the last few weeks of let's invade Greenland. I'm happy that it came to a crash. I'm happy that it came to an end. I'm happy that the Europeans stood up against him. I'm happy that Macron wore those sunglasses. What the hell are those, man? Those are cool. I'm happy that this situation did not lead to a shooting war where American troops were going to have to post up against NATO allies. And right now, if I were France, Denmark, Finland, the other folks that have sent troops, Norway, that have sent troops over to Greenland, I'd leave them there for a little while, guys. I'd leave them in place for a little while. No one in this country for even a moment should have thought, wow, the invasion of a foreign ally is a great idea. But Donald Trump did. His people did. And there are a million reasons why they claim to want it: rare earths, missile defense, all that garbage. But it was really to break NATO. Now, NATO is intact. Just not the NATO that the U.S. led. It's going to be smaller and smarter and probably better in some ways, because while Donald Trump is president, I don't think they ever trust us again. I don't think they ever have faith that we'll keep our word. If a NATO ally was invaded right now, If Russian troops rolled into the Baltics right now, if they rolled into Poland or Germany right now, I don't think U.S. would participate. I think Trump would say, nope, it's fine. I got business deals to do. I like Putin. I like Putin. It's a dark moment. And we should be glad that Trump tacoed. And that taco is this week's elephant in the room. But folks, we ain't out of the woods yet. See you next time.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney.
Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.